Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to do a really cool deep dive into sustainable business practices.
Todd.
We're going to be looking at how going green can actually help your business grow and, increase those profits.
Yeah.
I've got a whole bunch of reports here,
Awesome.
some academic insights, and some real-world examples.
Cool.
A lot of them actually from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, very cool.
So get ready to figure out how we can benefit the planet and also supercharge your business at the same time.
Yeah, it really is amazing to see how businesses are changing. Consumers and investors are definitely shifting their expectations.
Right.
Sustainability is not just a nice to have anymore.
Yeah.
It's like a must have.
It's a core value.
It's a core value.
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure.
It's driving all the decisions now.
And it's really changing everything.
Yeah.
We saw this NielsenIQ study that found that 77% of consumers
Wow.
globally are willing to change their buying habits to support sustainability. That is huge.
Yeah.
Like, that's a giant market of people who are actively seeking out businesses that are making good choices.
And it's not just consumers, right? We're seeing investors put their money where their mouth is.
Yeah.
They're moving their money into companies with strong ESG strategies.
What is that? Remind me.
So that's environmental, social, and governance.
Okay, ESG.
Yeah,
Yeah.
ESG.
Gotcha.
And in 2023 alone, there was like $120 trillion
Wow.
in assets managed under ESG principles.
That's wild.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It really shows how investors are changing the way they're thinking about the future.
For sure. And we're also seeing governments all over the world
Yeah.
tightening their environmental regulations,
Right.
which makes these sustainable practices so important for staying ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
So let's unpack these practices a little.
Okay.
We're talking about three main things: environmental, social, and economic sustainability.
Yeah.
Let's start with environmental.
Right.
What are some things that entrepreneurs can do?
Well, think about like practical everyday changes you can make.
Okay.
Improving energy efficiency,
Okay.
minimizing waste, conserving water, and even sourcing your materials responsibly.
That makes sense.
Those are some really great starting points.
Yeah.
For example, the EPA,
Okay.
they found that businesses can save up to 30% on their energy bills
Really?
just by implementing like energy efficient practices.
Wow, so there are some cost savings right there,
Yeah, for sure.
right off the bat. What about the social side of things?
Okay, well, social sustainability, that's
Yeah.
really about the people.
Okay.
It's about treating your employees fairly,
Okay.
engaging with your local community, and really fostering a diverse and inclusive workplace.
Yeah, that's so important.
And all of this is actually good for business.
Really?
Studies have shown that diverse companies are 36% more likely to outperform their competitors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is, and it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because consumers are becoming more aware of a company's values these days. They want to support the businesses that actually align with their own values.
Yeah.
It's true. 87% of consumers.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, they're more likely to buy from a company that advocates for social issues they care about.
That makes sense.
So it's about building a brand that your audience is going to resonate with. Now, let's move on to economic sustainability.
Right.
This is where things get really interesting,
Okay.
especially for entrepreneurs who are looking for some innovative ways to actually grow their business.
Love it.
Have you heard of the circular economy?
I have, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think it's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
It's about creating like closed loop systems, right?
Exactly.
Where your resources are reused and recycled.
Yeah, so you're taking that traditional linear model of take, make, dispose, and
Yeah.
you're turning it into this continuous cycle.
Right. Love it.
A great example is Levi's.
Okay.
They have their Buy Better, Wear Longer
Oh,
initiative.
yeah, I've heard of that.
So they're encouraging people to actually repurpose and repair their jeans,
Whew.
which reduces waste and it extends the life cycle of their products.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
This approach not only reduces their environmental impact, but it also positions them as a brand that values longevity and sustainability.
It's brilliant, They're minimizing waste.
Yeah.
They're appealing to consumers who are environmentally conscious,
Exactly.
and they're probably saving money on production costs in the long run.
Totally. It's a win-win.
It is, for sure.
All right, so let's look at some hard data
okay.
to really show you how these sustainable practices can help you.
Yeah.
A Deloitte study found that companies with those strong ESG strategies
right.
save about 10-20% annually on their operating costs.
That's a lot.
It is.
Wow.
The World Economic Forum, they reported that sustainable companies are 30% less likely to face major regulatory fines.
Hmm.
And then from a consumer perspective, IBM research shows that 57% of consumers are willing to change their shopping habits to reduce their impact.
Success.
And Harvard Business Review found that 40% of investors consider ESG a key decision-making factor.
Wow, those are some really powerful statistics.
Yeah, they are.
It's clear that sustainability is just a smart move.
It is.
How can we make it more practical and relatable?
Good question.
Like for entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah.
Let's look at food waste.
Okay, food waste.
That's something everybody knows about.
Right, it's a big problem.
It is.
Impacts our planet and our economy.
Yeah.
When food ends up in landfills,
yeah.
it decomposes That's... and releases methane,
yeah.
which is a potent greenhouse gas.
Bad for climate change.
Yeah, contributes to climate change.
Yeah.
And a third.
A third.
A third of all the food produced globally is wasted.
That's crazy.
Which costs us over $285 billion annually.
Oh my gosh.
It's a huge problem.
It's mind-blowing to think about all that is wasted. The resources, the energy, the money.
It is.
All that goes into food that never gets eaten.
Yeah.
What can entrepreneurs do about this?
Well, there are some really cool solutions popping up.
Okay.
Instead of seeing this as a problem, entrepreneurs are starting to see it as an opportunity.
Okay.
You're seeing pig farms using casino buffet leftovers as feed.
Oh, wow.
Black soldier fly larvae.
What?
Transforming food waste into fertilizer.
What? That's crazy.
And even mealworms.
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 Like the bugs.
Yeah. They're getting approval for human consumption in the EU.
Wow.
As a sustainable protein source.
That is wild.
It's not just about reducing waste.
Yeah.
It's about creating new products and new revenue streams.
It's taking something that was once considered trash and turning it into a resource.
Exactly. And it goes even further.
Okay.
We're seeing pineapple leaves turned into vegan leather.
Really?
Orange peels used to create sustainable fabrics.
Wow.
And even coffee grounds molded into cups.
That's amazing.
The possibilities are really endless for those entrepreneurs who are willing to think outside the box.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's inspiring, right?
It is. It is. It really shows how entrepreneurs are really leading the way in innovation.
Yeah.
Finding these creative solutions to environmental challenges while also like unlocking all these new business opportunities.
Yeah, for sure.
It proves that sustainability is not just about helping the planet.
Right.
It's about creating profitable and strong businesses.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about how these approaches can be implemented more broadly.
Okay.
One area where we see huge potential is decentralized composting.
Okay.
You know, traditional centralized composting can be really expensive
yeah.
because of all the transportation costs and the logistics of collecting waste from all these different places.
Right.
So decentralized composting
yeah.
focuses on processing that food waste locally,
okay.
often within communities
yeah.
or even individual businesses. So like imagine if restaurants composted their scraps right on site.
That's a great idea.
Or partnered with local farms to create that closed loop system.
Yeah, I love that.
So you're not trucking food waste all over the place,
right.
which reduces costs and emissions.
For sure.
And keeps valuable resources in the community.
Yeah, that's such a good idea.
And there are some great examples of this already.
Really? Like what?
Georgia State University.
Okay.
They have this on-site composting system at their stadium.
Wow.
And they use the compost to actually fuel their rooftop garden.
Oh, wow.
So they've created this sustainable closed loop system right on campus.
That's awesome.
And this model can be used everywhere.
Yeah.
Think about community gardens.
Yeah.
They can become these hubs for composting where residents and businesses can bring their scraps and learn about these practices.
That's a great idea.
And this is where entrepreneurs come in.
Okay.
Imagine creating a local composting service
Correct.
That connects businesses with these community gardens
mm-hmm.
or even developing tech
yeah.
that makes composting more efficient and accessible for everyone.
Yeah, there's such a market for these sustainable products and services.
Yeah, for sure.
Like people are really actively seeking out alternatives
Exactly.
To traditional products that are aligned with their values.
Right. And they're willing to pay more for those.
Yeah. They want transparency and authenticity from brands.
Yeah.
They want to know where their products come from,
right,
how they're made.
Exactly.
It's not just about tapping into a new market.
Yeah.
It's about creating a more sustainable future.
It's about recognizing how interconnected we all are.
Yeah.
The choices we make as businesses impact the environment, society, and future generations.
Right.
So let's go back to that question I asked earlier.
Okay.
What can you do today to make your business more sustainable?
What can our listeners do?
I know it can be overwhelming to figure out where to start.
Yeah.
But even small changes can have a huge impact.
Right.
So maybe just start by assessing your current practices.
Okay.
Do some research on sustainable alternatives.
Yeah.
Or just have a conversation with your team.
Right.
About how you can incorporate sustainability into your model.
Those are all great ideas.
Yeah. And remember, there are lots of resources available to help you on this journey.
Yeah.
The EPA.
Okay.
The UN. Yeah. Lots of other organizations offer guidance, tools, and even financial incentives to help businesses become more sustainable.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to talk to other entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
You're already doing that.
Talk to each other, share knowledge, collaborate, learn from each other's experiences.
Yeah.
That's how we create a more impactful movement.
Exactly.
We're all in this together.
We are.
And by working together,
right,
we can create a future
where
sustainability is the foundation of a thriving and equitable economy.
I love that. Yeah, it's really inspiring to see all these entrepreneurs out there you know, embracing sustainability.
It is.
And really finding all these cool ways to actually make a difference.
Yeah, and you know what's really cool is that it's like a constant journey.
Right.
You don't have to have all the answers right away. It's about always learning. You know, adapting and finding new ways to improve.
It's like that quote.
Yeah.
The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago.
Right.
The second best time is today.
Exactly.
It's never too late.
Never too late.
To start making a difference.
I agree.
Even those small changes can have a big impact.
They really can. If every business made even like one small change towards sustainability, the impact would be huge.
It really would.
Yeah.
It's about changing our mindset.
Totally.
From thinking of sustainability as a burden.
Yeah.
To thinking of it as an opportunity.
Right.
An opportunity to innovate, to cut costs.
Yeah.
Boost your brand.
Yeah.
Attract talent.
Exactly.
Consumers who share your values.
It's about building a better business ecosystem for everyone, people, and the planet.
That's what makes this so important.
It does.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
What kind of legacy do you want to leave behind?
Yeah.
What kind of world do you want to create for the future?
Good questions.
Let those questions guide you.
Yeah.
Let them fuel your passion and your purpose.
Because when you embrace sustainability, you're not just building a better business.
Yeah.
You're building a better world.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So thank you all so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
We hope this has given you some inspiration and some steps you can actually take on your sustainability journey.
Exactly. Change starts with us.
It does.
Let's do this.
Let's make it happen.